KF Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. I'm working on my second cup of coffee and watching them predict the weather. Supposed to be a nice sunshiny day today.
Hear that. It looked like we was going to get some storms yesterday, but they blew over the north part of Spartanburg. I don't know if they ever hit anywhere else.
Pretty bad ones the other night, middle of the night, man. It was rocking and rolling here. I was glad when it finally went away.
Tell me about that. I slept through the whole thing. I never heard nothing. She said it was pretty bad, and the lightning and the thunder and everything.
It was close here that you'd see a flash of lightning, and you know, just a half a second later, you'd hear a real loud clap of thunder.
That was close.
I'm laying there in the bed thinking I got all these antennas around the house. I'm just begging for it, but got lucky that time.
Definitely that. I mean, I've got lightning arresters on my antennas, but, you know, the downside is, they say if lightning's going to come in, it's going to find a way. I mean, the only thing you can do is try to offer it a better path to get out, but that's about it.
Even got the tower grounded and got, you know, all the other antennas grounded, but, you know, you don't get a strong enough hit. It's going to come on in the house with it. Whether you like it or not.
I definitely believe that. I mean, do all you can. It's either going to jump everything you put in place, or it'll go where you want it to.
I remember all years and years ago when I was a kid and lived back down in Lexington. My dad reached to the back of the radio to undo the coax. I mean, you know, it wasn't even hitting close by, but there was enough of a charge in the air that when he went to undo that coax off that old Blackface Johnson radio, that it knocked him clean across the kitchen.
That's crazy. I'd have never imagined they could pick up that much of a charge without the direct lightning strike, but I guess I can. They could definitely pick up some static and everything else in the air.
Yeah, if you're going to unhook everything, you need to do it before the storm gets in the area.
I've read people say it, and to me, it makes sense. So I leave my radios hooked up, but you know, I don't want to leave a open wire for electricity to jump to something else. You know what I mean? That's the only downside I think about just leaving the end of the coax open and exposed. I mean, you know, electricity can jump a decent amount of space if given the right opportunity and enough voltage and everything else, you know, all that. But I almost honestly rather it go into the radio than anywhere else in the house.
KN4TSW Mobile.
KO4HKX Mobile. Good morning.
That's kind of the way I look at it. I leave everything hooked up. Back in the day, they used to, you know, unhook it and put it down in a mason jar, but I've heard of it blowing in mason jars all to pieces. Good morning, fellas. Come on in, KF4NXY.
Hey, buddy, and yeah, that's mine's in a mason jar when I'm not running the radio.
Unhooked. Good morning, Patrick. KO4CES. Yeah, I just leave mine hooked up. I figure it's going to go in there and hopefully go back out.
It's not grounded, and so less chance to get a strike.
If it's going to happen, it's going to go wherever it can go.
I think it's just not a whole lot you can do about it if it happens.
Yesterday,
Andrew.
It was a little wet. I was kind of worried that it might rain on my way, and I drove the car, so I just opted to leave the antenna out and just went to work and enjoyed a little bit of a quiet morning. I started to get on Echo Link, but y'all had a pretty good back and forth going, so I just went ahead and turned it back off.
Dad calling you?
Not at all.
Morning.
Not have the radio on. That would be the morning he does it.
Thanks very well, because we tried to get back to him and he didn't acknowledge.
I mean, he thought I was you because he couldn't hear a receiver real well, so you might have to help him out there with that. And he was a little bit early.
I don't think he's really picked out where he can be in the house. I mean, the try-on repeater he can hit all day long. I mean, it's right in his backyard just about, but the Caesar's head, like when I talked to you on the radio that day, I was using his antenna that I threw up in a pie pan in his, on his second story. It's an unfinished floor, and I mean, it was doing fine, but I think Caesar's head from inside his house is a little bit of a stretch, or he's in the shadow of Hogback or something, I don't know.
The repeater pretty good, he just couldn't receive real well.
Go ahead, David. Don't mean to leave you out.
Hey, I was talking to Marie for a minute anyway, and I told her to go on back to bed.
What are you doing?
Doing a whole lot better. The heart surgery thing, you know, come out well. They did the ablation, and you know, she's her heart problem symptoms, that seems to have improved tremendously. She had some complications where, you know, they go in at the groin in that artery, and had some complications there. But I think they got all that straightened out. But she's, you know, still having some pain with that part of it.
Doing better and everything's going good, but and hopefully they get the entry point squared away there and everything gets healed up.
If it will, just, you know, we just kind of got to keep an eye on it and not overdo it. We might have overdone it a little bit yesterday. Home health nurse came out and checked her out, and then, you know, we went to Easley and went to the Easley Sam's Club, and she rode around in one of them little scooters instead of walking, so that helped a little bit. But I think we might have, you know, pushed her a little too much yesterday, so I'm going to encourage her today to just kind of sit there in the chair beside the bird cage and keep her leg propped up and take it easy today.
With that, we all know how that can go.
Yeah, because she ain't in here, but stubbornness does kind of run in her family. But anyway, I can persuade her. I think it's just, you know, kind of gotta keep at it sometimes. KF4NXY, yo, pass it on around.
It's always duct tape. Mornings are behind us. This is about the norm now. KO4CF.
We're in the 30s by Thursday.
99 on Thursday. I'm 36 up here tomorrow and 35 Wednesday and 44 Thursday.
I guess before I'd have to long sleeve those mornings again. It was like in the 50s up in the mountains at Crowder's Mountain. My kids were talking about they were freezing. I just had one little blanket and I was comfortable to be.
Sleeping weather there. Looks like it's supposed to rain. Or chance of showers all weekend this week.
Into that time of the year, slowly. You know, I got off work yesterday, and it was that cloud formation. You could tell it was up towards, you know, I don't know, probably Charlotte, maybe a little closer than that, Cherokee County. And it just kind of hovered there and got a little bit darker. And as the evening wore on, it was trying to build into something, but I don't think it ever really did.
But they were having a pretty good storm up there in Cherokee County.
There were some funky looking clouds up near my house.
Radio weekend, Andrew.
Lord, oh, because I ended up walking, walked 6 miles Saturday. Tell you what, my dog was barking, my heel was hurt. I'm still hurt from that trip. But what all I miss out on?
Yeah, competition, and man, you couldn't find an open spot on about any band. And that, but I talked to 44 different countries, picked up 9 new ones.
I need to look, see what all I got. I know it's nothing like that. I mean, I've got some European countries from FT8. That's probably about it.
Find an open spot on 10 meters.
The scope picture you sent me was crazy.
It was like the two pictures are only 20 minutes apart. The first one is 17 minutes before the end, and the other one's 30 minutes after.
I died after the... after the contest was over?
The pick, but it was somebody else's, you know, screens, but it was like the whole screen was just full of transmissions. I mean, you couldn't hardly tell what was what, and then all of a sudden when it ended, it was just blank.
I mean, that's the way it seems most of the time. You'll get, you know, people on 10 meters, but you know, you get a contest or something like that, it'll light it up, and then it'll go away.
With Ed.
Let him know.
Updating him what number I was up to. And he couldn't get on the radio. He was at a birthday party.
Going on the radio now.
Before last, he and I got together. You know, we were texting and trying to get some stations together. I see this weekend there's 3 QSO parties and Georgia Parks on the Air contest and Florida Parks on the Air contest.
At least wear some parts and stuff like that. So. Well, gentlemen, I am getting off of my exit. I'm going to get this antenna off top of the car, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning on the road, and David, you enjoy that second cup of coffee. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, KO4HKX, and I'm watching QSY to 285.
KN4CFW.